Yeah. You'll listen back to this episode. I love the fact that both of us have completely zoned out during this recording.
Oh, some sort of FM, dodgy FM station. No, somebody's just promoted us. Let's not say that now. That name will become a swear word. We do not want to hear that.
Oh, is it going to be the H word then, is it?
Anyway.
Yeah, that's going to be it now. Mm. It's going to be H-bomb.
Yeah.
And we know he's going to listen to this in about 3 months' time, so yeah. it's going to be caught. It's going to swerve on the M40 again, isn't it?
We're here to open the door to the Tough Conversations. This is the People's Countryside Environmental Debate Podcast. I'm Stuart the Wild Man Rabbit, one of the co-hosts, and you know, I've just been recently working with an intern refreshing my website, and my work is about getting people connected with nature in as many ways as I possibly can. And people look at me and say, "Oh, you've got it sorted." I haven't got it any more sorted than anybody else. Anyway, who's the co-host?
William Mankler, thanks very much for being with us, and thanks to everybody who sends in questions to us, because you keep us going, we keep you going. I think it's some ways the way we do it. It's an ever-growing community of people, I feel, as well.
And we have the conversations that need having. Sometimes they're conversations, sometimes they're a debate, sometimes me and William, sometimes somebody sat in the listener's chair, sometimes we have a guest. Anyway, we try and show localised actions and wherever you are in the world, and we always try and come up with actions that address what we discuss. Now, questions come in now from listeners all over the world, and sometimes it takes us away from talking about the countryside, but that's where you guys want us to go. May seem a little bit bouncing around subjects, but you take us where you want us to go. We got a question today again from the Didcot area in South Oxfordshire, from Upton in Southern England. Who's it from, William?
It is from...
Have you introduced yourself?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, well
yeah. About 2 hours ago, I think it was. Because I don't get my voice in this podcast.
Did you really introduce yourself?
I don't think you did. Who's the co-host?
I'm sure I did.
Yeah, go again.
Shall I go again? Because you'll listen back to this episode. I love the fact that both of us have completely zoned out during this recording.
if William doesn't get his voice on this episode, he can introduce himself a second time.
Yeah. Well, it's about time, really.
Who
isn't
are you?
It? My name is William Manklow. I write the theme tune, No, I don't. I'm in front of a microphone sometimes, or behind a microphone. I'm behind a camera. I'm flying a drone. I'm in front of a live audience. I sometimes eat a sausage roll, but only a vegan one.
And if he said that before in this episode, I do apologise. I can't remember if he introduced himself.
So George is the person who sent in this question from Upton in Oxfordshire. Thank you very much, George. And another person from... you must be all neighbours talking to each other. Yeah. Anyway...
I think there's been an advert put on a community notice board about this podcast.
Headley FM.
Via some sort of FM, dodgy FM station. No, somebody's just promoted us. Let's not say that now. That name will become a swear word. We do not want to hear that.
Oh, is it going to be the H word then, is it?
Yeah, they don't want to drop the H
or bomb. Or the A word.
The H bomb.
The H bomb.
Yeah. Headley, you're an H bomb. Anyway,
yeah, that's going to be it now. Mm. It's going to be H bomb.
Yeah,
and we know he's going to listen to this in about 3 months' time. So it's going to be caught. It's going to swerve on the M40 again, isn't it?
Yeah, we got plenty of other regular listeners. But anyway, George has sent us a question. What is it?
George's question. Thank you very much for your question, George. Really appreciate it. Actress Kate Winslet has stated she feels the government should tighten up the online bill in the UK to protect vulnerable users. Celebrity chef Jamie Oliver ran a campaign to improve school dinners. Then there was the Blackpool Football Club player who came out and announced he was gay last year. Should those with influence use their voice to raise issues or stay quiet? Those that dislike them rarely seem to listen to anything they say anyway. Maybe even turning away from issues because of who raised them. Now, we know somebody who really detests Jamie Oliver.
Yeah, and even though that they agree, because Jamie Oliver ran a campaign to improve school dinners, and this person we know actually does think school dinners were bad, but actually just was quite happy to accept bad school dinners for his kids, as long as he didn't have to say, actually, Jamie Oliver's right on this.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just bigoted. Should, I think the question is, should those with influence use their voice to raise issues or stay quiet? I think they have to choose their battles wisely. I don't think they should always raise their voice and should always raise be quiet. I think sometimes it just needs to be at the right time. Those that dislike them rarely seem to listen to anything they've got to say anyway. I think we have to just, in a way, dismiss that. You only need the critical mass, as we always say.
There's always going to be somebody who dislikes it.
Yeah, so as long as the majority don't dislike the person or the message, you know, it has to be done at the right, at the time where that group of blinkered people are then at their most receptive. So I think it's not about staying quiet or speaking up. It's speaking up and staying quiet at the right times. Yes. 'Cause sometimes silence says more than speaking.
It does, yeah. Do you think then that some people shouldn't really necessarily raise any issues?
I think everybody in the public eye can raise something of value, but it's because they have an audience. Yes. And their audience can be swayed positively and negatively and maybe nudged in certain directions.
Hmm.
But it's sort of like different audiences need different role models, different messages, different language, different vocabulary, different approaches.
Yeah.
So I can't think of anybody who shouldn't speak up. I don't think we should be in a world where somebody shouldn't speak up.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, you know, there's people that are going to be less effective, but then, like you said, if they have an audience, then the audience are going to listen to them. The only downside to that, I would say, is that then you might end up being, it's just an echo chamber in a way.
Yeah, this thing about some people turn away from issues just because of the celebrities who've raised them. Well, actually, if you don't feed into that negative tosh, that negative process, negative behaviour, negative habits, negative mindset, if there's nobody there listening to it, people want to conform. People want to not be too dissimilar to other people. If you actually don't fuel that fire, very often the truth within that person who's walked away comes out, because I don't really want to walk away.
Mm.
But so that they will actually find a way to come back, because I know somebody who denies of human caused climate change. And I didn't say anything. And they were waiting for me to say something. Said, "Oh yeah, but I do think we're making it worse." Okay, yeah. So that's human caused climate change, because it's happening, and then we're enhancing it. But our job is to, what we should be doing is adapting to what the climate is throwing at us. And that all came up because I did not partake in an argument, whether it's man-made or not. It was sometimes just sitting there in silence. The person's manipulative diatribe to sort of take it away, they ease back, because most people agree on this stuff.
It's like you actually see the person's motivation.
Yeah.
By giving silence, because they're potentially just expecting a reaction to what they're saying. Yeah. Because it's really bloody obvious. The money the data is in for decades that we're causing this.
Yeah, and there will always be some people out there, no matter how many wildfires you see, no matter how many 50-degree temperatures, you say, "Well, no, it's not man-made. It's just what happens in summer."
How many millions of people are displaced?
Yeah.
Because of drought. Yeah. Because of
flood. But the thing is that the all the way through life's existence, life, by doing what it does, evolving, produces other chemicals and other gases. It's like I can't remember what it was. It was like amoeba. They were talking about the evolution of amoeba and the first cells that happened in the sea, and that by existing for over millions of years, that they produced oxygen, and they over millions of years they produced so much oxygen that the sea was so full of oxygen. These little globules of oxygen would then just disappear into the atmosphere. And then after a few more million years, a number of million years, you had a breathable atmosphere.
Hmm.
So, so all life, by existing, produces a chain reaction of other chemicals. So how is it impossible for humanity to produce chemicals that don't heat up the planet? And we had a question a long time ago, well, maybe not a long time ago. Somebody said they knew a climate crisis denier, and there's no human way possible for humanity to actually produce enough stuff to make the planet hotter. But it was within man's capacity, this climate crisis denier was saying, to release chemicals into the upper atmosphere to cool the planet.
Yes.
So if you can...
That's actually a harder thing to do.
Yeah. So if you can increase it, if you can decrease the heat, why is it impossible to increase? Anyway, so let's go back to the question.
So, yeah, shall I read through again?
Yeah.
So actress Kate Winslet has stated she feels a government should tighten up the online bill in the UK to protect vulnerable users. Celebrity chef Jamie Oliver ran a campaign to improve school dinners. Then there was the Blackpool Football Club player who came out and announced he was gay last year. Should those with influence use their voice to raise issues or stay quiet? Those that dislike them rarely seem to listen to anything they say anyway, maybe even turning away from issues because of who raised them.
Mm.
Yeah.
So should those with influence use their voice to raise issues? Yes, but they need to do it wisely.
Yep, always.
With a strategy behind it. Those that like to dislike them rarely seem to listen to anything they say. Well, yeah, you just have to just let them get on with it. And use your influence to mitigate their opinion that is not fact.
Mm-hmm.
And even the person the celebrity spouting the message, that's only their opinion. It's not fact. It's down to us to interpret what we want and try and make sense of it with balance and measure.
Indeed, yes.
Yeah, it's not black and white. It's not either or. It's just a bit of expose yourself to all the different conversations and see what you come up with. I read something the other day, and I think I saw an article about this, but I think there's a question maybe early next year, because we've got so many questions lined up. It's just ridiculous. Not 70 like we had before. Probably about 29, 30. Mm. But one of the questions we got coming up is it wrong to keep planting trees? Because when you actually look at nature's progression, you get grassland, which turns to scrubland and shrubs, and it gets a little bit overgrown, and it slowly turns to trees. If we keep planting trees and trees and trees and trees that often aren't looked after and die anyway, what happens is that transitional habitat that doesn't get a chance to exist. So converting to grassland over to woodland is a slow process, because it starts in all those things that inhabit that middle ground.
Yes.
Don't have any, because we keep planting woods, we lose the biodiversity.
You're losing the biodiversity. That's the main point there, isn't it?
So I think the action of this podcast for me, this episode, is just listen to all the conversations and just try and dig out stuff that actually challenges your view a little bit and see what you come up with. You don't have to agree with people. You don't have to disagree. You don't have to agree with you. If you look back at yourself 10 years ago, you don't have to even agree with yourself. You know, just question and evolve, because that's what life does.
Yeah, and actually the main point there is just challenge your own assumptions.
Yeah.
Challenge what you're thinking. Because actually sometimes you'll listen to somebody and think, well, you've affirmed my assumption, but you will still learn something from that process.
So I'm just going to sign out now, but I just want to raise Patreon. It's a way of supporting this podcast in return for getting some behind-the-scenes material. Or if you just want to support this podcast and not claim any of the rewards, that's absolutely fine as well. How can people access that online, William?
The link is in our description, I believe. Or at least
in the link tree.
Yeah, we've got a link tree link in our description, so go and check that out. But the actual site is patreon.com/thepeoplescountryside. There are three levels of patronity, or there's one silly level, isn't there, Stuart? What is your Stuart's just started smiling at me for some unknown reason.
I just started sticking my fingers up for no reason.
Yeah, it's always
a bit of Tourette's.
It's always a bit unnerving when Stuart smiles at me. Yeah. There's a joke coming here at my expense, most likely. Yeah, patreon.com/ the People's Countryside. Go and check it out. There is so much material stretching back over the last 2 or 3 years. I don't know how even long we've been really being posting on Patreon now. But every month we also do a newsletter as well, so you can keep in touch with what we're doing. Go and check it out and back us today.